Feel great, man. We started off Monday with extended practice, you know, just preparing for this game and getting ready. So I feel pretty good right now.
What's it going to be like to get all these weapons on the field at the same time? I mean, the preseason, you guys were never on the field at the same time. Is that going to be kind of like a good feeling to get all your guys out there available?
Most definitely. And then just all the work we didn't put in, man, just to go out there and it'll actually count. You know, preseason is all about just getting your team together. Now the team is together. We got our 53-man roster, and we're ready to go.
You like opening up against your number one division rival?
It really doesn't matter who you open up against in the NFL, man. Everybody's a good team in the NFL. So, you know, we just got to go out there and play Falcon football. Like I said, it doesn't matter who we're going against. We got to go out there and prepare.
But, I mean, if you were at Alabama and you guys open up against Auburn, would that seem kind of weird?
No, it doesn't matter. You prepare for every game the same. You can't take one game lighter than the other, you know. That's a bad football team if you do things like that.
So does the energy crank up even more? I mean, with the fact that it is the rival and it is that opening game?
No, not at all. I mean, you can't let outside distractions and what people think about, you know, New Orleans Falcons rival. But we got, like I said, we got to just prepare for this game like any other game. You can't put no more pressure on yourself than any other game. You just got to go out there and just play.
Recently, Leo, your rookie Trufant was known for his press coverage in college, but he didn't ever have to do that against guys like you in the NFL, big and stronger. What's the transition for that, for to be aggressive against guys who are big?
I mean, it'll be good for Trufant, though. I mean, he goes against me and Roddy every day at practice, you know, and then Harry, a little quicker, smaller guy. But, I mean, he gets every look at practice going against us. So I think the transition from college to this level of play, I don't think it'll be a big deal for Trufant.
There's always a lot of trash talk involved with this game. Falcons have remained pretty quiet. Meanwhile, Saints say things like this is not a real rivalry because they beat you guys. It's one-sided, that you guys are scared to play at the Superdome. Have you guys been told to kind of stay away from that chalkboard material and focus on the game?
We haven't, but, I mean, this is what you should do, focus on the game. I mean, like I said, anybody can talk. They can say they're going to do this, they're going to do that. But you never know until someone actually do it. So we're just going to go out there and play football.
Billy, what stands out to you about Matt as kind of the leader of this team? And the quarterback has to be that, but what stands out about the way he leads this team to you?
I mean, first of all, I mean, it takes a different kind of guy to lead a group of men anyways and get those guys to play for him. You know, and Matt does a great job with that, and he talks to everybody, you know, like they're a man, mm-hmm. You know, and everybody just want to play for him, man, and like I said, it's a team effort. Everybody want to play for each other.
Does he go around and talk to include everybody so nobody feels like he's just got his favorites or the people he wants to? I mean, obviously he focuses more on the offense, but.
Right. No question. Like, I mean, like I said, he have, you know, little dinners and everything. Everybody goes, you know, defense, offense, everybody, man. So he's been a great leader for this team and looking forward to keep working.